please. Photographers, can you just stand a bit further to the side so we can get the microphone up and down?
Novak, good afternoon. The Big Four have dominated the game for just so long now. This season, with Stan winning in Melbourne, with Marin winning in New York, how much headway has the next generation made in your mind?
It's been now a few seasons that you had four different Grand Slam winners. And those players that you named are here in the World Tour Finals. Some of them are making their debut in this tournament, and there is some change in the professional tennis in terms of new players and new generation coming up and challenging the top four who have been winning most of the major titles and most of the big events in the tour. But this is something that I believe is normal to expect after many years of Federer, Nadal dominance, and then Murray and myself, we got into that mix, and of course you always expect to have some younger players who are capable of fighting for major titles, and that's what happened this year. I think we expected it a little bit earlier as well. I thought that we're going to have some younger players who are talented, but also able to challenge the best, but it didn't happen till this year. And now we have more interesting Grand Slams, and of course including this tournament as well.
Novak, hi. First tournament back after becoming a father. You won it, so it must be very easy. But talk about the adjustments you've had to make and how different it is playing as a new father compared to before.
Well, my wife and I had the blessing of becoming parents recently, and it's the most beautiful thing we could experience. The first tournament after that happened, it was Paris, and I won it without dropping a set. We should be making more kids, I guess, in the future. She will not like that. But it's been a fantastic week. Hopefully I can follow up on that. Of course, certain things change psychologically, when you're playing for someone, and someone is your son. Of course, it's a new motivation.
Novak, if you can choose a person to go to a dinner with between the other seven people here at the Masters, which one do you
use?
Players.
I'd love to have it. I can work on my Italian.
With me, we can have something to talk about. But we're another player. And which one do you would like to ask to him?
Which player would I like to ask for dinner? This. What? Sorry? Yeah, Roger is taking his. It's too many kids. He's got. Roger cannot accept my invitation for dinner. I don't have my family here, so I'm going to have to ask somebody, I guess. I don't know who. Cilic and Raonic, since we speak the same language. I think we have a lot of subjects to talk about.
Hi, Novak. Rafa Nadal has just going on surgery, and 2015 season is almost here. So what do you expect for him for that season?
Well, we don't know how the surgery went, if he's going to feel recovered, how long the recovery is going to go. I do wish him all the best, because it's again unusual to have the appendix problem, and I definitely don't wish to any tennis player or any athlete something like that, or an injury or something that can keep you away from the tour, like Del Potro with his wrist surgery. He's been out for the whole season. I mean, that's the biggest enemy of any professional athlete, having an injury or having a health problem. You have no alternative option but to rest and take some time off. In a way, of course, for him it wasn't easy to skip World Tour Finals and the last couple of tournaments of the season, but the good thing is that he has some time before the next season starts to recover. And, I hope we can see him already in the first week of the next season.
Novak, just back on the players who've come through this year. Stans had a bit of a difficult time after the Australian Open. Marin didn't do very well his first couple of tournaments. What do you think you learned from your experience? Because after you won your first Grand Slam, it took a while for you to win it again. What sort of adjustments do you think you had to make?
Well, I think the biggest adjustment is mental. That's the biggest challenge that they are facing right now, and they will be facing in the months and years to come. If they're going to be able to win another Grand Slam or another Grand Slam, that's something that I don't know, and I think they don't know also. But in my case, I did have a lot of doubts. Those years after I won my first Grand Slam, mostly because I lost majority of the big matches and the majors against the two of my biggest rivals, Nadal and Federer, and I hit the bottom I think around 2010, and but with the help of the closest people around me, my family and my team, I have managed to gather all the necessary mental strength and find that motivation to work even harder and to be patient and to do whatever I can do, and I can only prepare myself best as I can, take care of my life on and off the court, and believe that one day I can win it again, and that's what happened. But the process itself, you're right, it's long, and it takes a lot of mental effort.
Novak, you said your family are not here this week. Have you worked out yet how much they'll travel with you next year, and how you will balance the two things?
Well, it's too early for baby to travel, of course, here, and next couple of months will be more or less the same situation now. Starting next year, of course, we're going to think about it and see what's the best for the baby. Of course, that's the priority number one. And then, of course, I, as a father, want to participate in baby's life and development. And hopefully I can do that.
And has becoming a father changed your relationship with Roger, given all his experience? And have you been leaning on him for advice at all?
Yes, of course. We spoke in Paris, and he's one of the first players that congratulated me and wished me all the best, and of course he can identify himself with what I'm going through. Of course, I'm still far off from him, four kids, and it's pretty amazing to still play on such a high level as he does, and with four kids, I understand what an effort it is with one, and with four I can imagine. And we talked in China, we talked in Paris about certain things that involve traveling and so forth. And that he advised me, and I'm going to take it into my account, and hopefully I can organize my life as well as he did.
Hi Novak. Hey, France are playing Switzerland in the Davis Cup final just after this tournament. Who do you think would win? Do you think the French are favourite because the game is in our country, because it's on clay, and is the fact that no French players are here, whereas Roger and Stan are here, is an advantage for us? Or
it's pretty even, I think, chances in Davis Cup final. Roger and Stan are very, very motivated to win that Davis Cup title as much as are the French players, and having the home court advantage in Davis Cup gives you a little bit of an edge because you can choose the location where you want to play in your country, the conditions, the surface, and of course you have a big support of the crowd that I think they're playing in a football stadium with 30,000 people. So it's going to be very useful for them to have that support in this particular team competition.
Hi Novak. You have won 27 matches in a row at this part of the season. Is it at all disappointing that that hasn't come, you know, weeks earlier at the US Open, that all those wins?
No, I mean, it's not disappointing. Obviously, there are some matches that I wish I played a little bit better this year, including US Open semifinals, but everything happens for a reason. I just felt like I, after the Wimbledon title and after a break that I had, the first 6 months of the season, it took me some time to emotionally recharge and to get on the right, on the back on the right track and play the tennis that I want to play. And I started doing that in China, really in the United States. I really wasn't myself. I played some good matches in the US Open, but generally didn't feel so confident on the court. But now I'm in a good place. I'm fighting for number one of the world. I'm in a good position. I won this tournament 2 years in a row, and gives me enough reason that to believe that I can do well even this year.
Novak, congratulations on the baby. But you know, last year you were very patient, and you know, you keep doing everything you could. But you know, Rafa was a man on a mission, and you know, but at the end of the year you won this tournament. So how important it is for you that you already have you won three times, I think, right?
Yes.
Three times, yeah. So it's going to be the fourth time for you.
Thank you.
But how important it is, because this event is so special and so prestigious.
Of course it is. It's last tournament of the season, best eight players in the world play here. Unique format, round robin, that we don't get to have in the tour very regularly, and actually not at all throughout the whole season. So I look forward to it. I think it's crown for all the achievements of all the players who are here, and they all want to finish off this season in the best possible way. So that's why every match that you play in the group later on is like, you know, playing the semifinals or finals of a Grand Slam.
Novak, Caroline Wozniacki won or ran the marathon in New York and really did well. Were you surprised by the time that she put out? I don't know if you paid attention.
3 hours.
3:26.
20.
And Novak, would you ever consider doing something like that or some other athletic feat outside?
I think it was a great idea. She did it for a great cause, and she spread the awareness about what she wanted to run for, and she, I think, collected around $80,000, which is impressive. And she showed her big heart running for somebody, and people supported her. And of course, she could do something for herself personally that she never done before. Running a marathon is definitely an amazing experience. I do want to run one day. I don't know in which city, but I think it will be after my career is over. During my career, I have to say chapeau to her, because it's pretty amazing that she runs 42 kilometers after the entire season, and how exhausting it was for her playing in Singapore, I think, a week before that. So, but she runs a lot. We live in the same place, so I get to see her quite often, and we're good friends. And she told me, I asked her about the marathon a few months ago, and she said, I think I'm going to do it. And because she, every time, you know, in the morning I go to the practice, I see her running. You know, she's jogging all the time. And I think she had it in the back of her mind whenever she was jogging in the last few months. So amazing effort, amazing effort.
Question for Serbian, please.
Ali da zato ima puno na terenu.